Good morning, church. What a great joy it is to welcome you this day as we come on this first Sunday of the new year to celebrate the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. It is our hope and prayer that the presence of Christ might shine upon us, that we might experience Christ's light, and that might carry us all year through. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Morning. I offer a warm welcome to all of you this wonderful New Year's 2015, hard to believe. I do also extend a warm welcome to our visitors this morning. And if you would like some information about our church, visitors, please see one of the ushers after worship. They will give you a welcome packet of information. As a reminder, please sign the registration sheet in the red folders located at the end of your pew. Pass it to others and then bring it back to the center aisle. You will also notice 3x5 cards in the red folders. If you have a prayer request this morning, please use those. Put them in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers will bring them forward to Reverend Lake. I would now like to highlight a few of our announcements. Today is Epiphany Sunday, our celebration of lights, and if you have not yet brought your candle up to our altar, please do so now and make certain that your name is on the bottom. After worship, you will be taking a different candle home with you, and we ask that you pray for that individual or family whose name is on the bottom of the candle. A message from Diane: there will be no music group practices today. No music group practices will be held today. Also, from the family who are in charge of our nursery, we are in need of volunteers to man the nursery for 2015, and we can use help from both adults and teens. There's more information in your bulletin. Unhanging of the greens is today. We hope you are available and have brought your play clothes or your work clothes to put away for another season all of our magnificent decorations. Again, unhanging of the greens today after worship. And our final announcement, Reverend Lake will be holding new member classes in the next three Sundays, January 11th, 18th, and 25th, for those interested in joining our church. So if there is someone not here today, but they have expressed to you that they are interested in joining the church, please contact them and let them know to contact the office or Reverend Lake for new member classes beginning next Sunday. I also ask you to check the remainder of your announcements and meetings and other events in the life of our church this week.
Thank you.
Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Look around. God's light shines in the darkness.
The darkness fades like a fading mask.
Look about you. God's glory is all around.
Our hearts sing you joy.
Look up. Christ's star has risen in the sky.
We follow the light of the world.
Please remain standing and join me in our unison prayer. You will find the prayer printed in your bulletin. Glorious God, grant us the courage to follow Christ's natal star wherever your light would lead us. Grant us the wisdom to follow the kings of old as they left the safety of their homes to find the enfant Jesus. Grant us the purity of heart to forsake the glitter of things that do not endure and embrace the brightness of your glory. Amen. Our hymn of praise this morning is number 219, What Child Is This, in your red hymnal.
Seated. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone today? Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
And a good New Year's?
Yes.
Did you do anything exciting? No. Did you take any little trips? No. We took a trip New Year's Day and the next day all the way down to Charleston, West Virginia. Do you know what roads we took to get there? I have no idea either. Well, let me preface, I did not drive. I sat in the back seat. And do your moms or dads or grandmas and grandpas have those little boxes that stick on the window that tell them where to go? Where their telephones tell them the directions?
Yeah.
Like I have one in my car and I just follow the purple line. And if she tells me to turn, I turn. I look first. Because there are some places I know that it tells me to turn and there is no road there. There was supposed to be, I'm told, and there never was. But I follow the purple line and it gets me to where I'm going to go. Now, who are we celebrating today? Who's on my necktie? Can you see them? Well, Jesus is right there.
And the three wise men.
And the three wise men, yes. My microphone just fell off. We're talking about the three wise men. And what did they follow?
The star.
The star. Did they have a GPS?
No.
No. They had an old-fashioned GPS, didn't they? They followed
the star.
The star. And so now when your moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas use their phone for direction or their GPS for direction, I want you always to remember this star that gave the wise men direction to find
baby
Jesus. Yes. So that's why the star over there that's shining down on baby Jesus has that big long tail. So we can follow that star. And Jesus now is our star to follow him every day because we'll always get to the right place when we follow Jesus. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, we are thankful for these boys and girls. This new year, O God, continue to bless them and strengthen them. Be with their moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and all of those that care for them. For we pray that they might do great things for you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, cups today you're going to collect for some other children that need special help and special care.
Thank you, choir, and Diane. Our scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Please hear these words. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on their nurses' arms. Then you will look and be radiant, and your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land. Young camels of Midian and Ephah and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Here ends our reading from Isaiah. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with earthly delights. Let our life as a church community become like a watered garden. May all who enter our midst flourish with new life. Help us to share with our neighbors generously from your bounty. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to the time in our service when we want to lift up our joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. You will see the list of individuals on the back of our worship folder that are there for you to continue to lift up and remember in prayer. The altar flowers today are a 63rd anniversary. It must be wrong in the computer in the office because they tell me it was last year. I wasn't sure if Bill was slipping or not, but I don't think he is. So, so 63 years. Is today the actual day? Tomorrow. So congratulations. Any words? Any words of wisdom? Make sure the bills are paid the end of every month. It's been interesting. I just saw on Facebook, I'll mention consumerism in my sermon today, a colleague just the end of December, and I thought it was really amazing having just come through Christmas. They paid off their last credit card bill, and they are debt-free for the first time in 20 years. What a joy for them. Another one, Lou is 82 today. And today's the actual day. You get those highs and the lows. There was a mother and her daughter at the early service that got connected to our church through the Blue Christmas service that was December 21st. She lost her mother and husband within, I believe, 6 months of each other last year. And her husband's birthday is today, would have been today. He would have been 54. She seemed to be doing well. Her name is Marcy. So, you know, that would be a prayer concern as well. We get to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, and then there are those that, are going through those first birthdays and anniversaries without loved ones. So let's remember those individuals. How about that little 7-year-old girl? Walked away from a plane crash. The rest of her family was killed. And she walked, it appears, somewhere between a quarter and a half a mile to a home. And said, I was in a plane crash. My mom and dad are dead. I couldn't wake them up. To think of the traumatic event that young girl is going through and all those that will need to be caring for her and the families connected there. And I could go on with things in the news, all the tension and the turmoil that we need to remember to keep in prayer as well. Pray for God's presence. We've got peace and joy and love and hope that we have a good news to share with the world. And may we, as we enter this new year, be faithful servants of doing that. Let us continue our service with the singing of our prayer hymn, number 254, We Three Kings.
Thank you.
Our gracious and loving God, as we enter into this new year, we pray, O God, that we would continually be guided to your perfect light, to the light that we experience in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our King. The one, O God, who has changed the world like no other individual has. The one who comes to offer us love, grace, peace, hope, forgiveness. The one, O God, who seeks to be our good shepherd. O God, we pray that we might follow the presence of Christ each and every day. For we know, O God, that life is oh so difficult on our own, impossible. For how good it is to know, O God, that your Son, Jesus Christ, seeks to be the one who leads us, who guides us, who directs us. So that we in turn, O God, might enable his light to shine and radiate forth from within each and every one of us, that others might see and experience this great hope. O God, continue to bless us. Continue to offer to us your grace and your forgiveness. Continue, O God, to bless us so that we in turn might then be a gift and a blessing to those that we interact with each and every day. O God, may we always go into the world every single morning as your faithful servants, seeking not what to get, but what we can give. Seeking not to receive, but what we can share. O God, continue to bless and use us in our places of ministry, our places of work and play, of school, and wherever it is that we will be found in the days and the weeks ahead. O God, we know that we don't always get it right. Sin creeps in. Sometimes, O God, we are bold enough to invite it. And then we must pick up those pieces and backpedal and begin all over again. O God, prepare within our hearts and minds and spirits as we seek to receive this holy meal of grace and forgiveness, O God, that the past might be wiped clean and we can begin anew and once again. O God, we pray for the mission and ministry of each individual and family that is represented here. We pray for the mission and ministry of your church. Continue, O God, to use us for great things in the world. For it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we come and pray, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear our scripture reading for us this day from Matthew's Gospel, if you are able, I would invite you to stand. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the king? Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we have observed his star rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them as to where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophets. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the tribes of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them was the star that they had seen at its rising. And they followed it until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure gifts, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. May God's blessing rest upon the reading in the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, their teaching and claim upon our lives. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of peace, comfort, and rest, especially from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it is in Christ that we pray. Amen. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men from the east came to pay him homage, to pay him respect. And the name that has been given to these wise men is Magi. That word sometimes can be a little difficult to translate. William Barclay, in his commentary on Matthew, says that the Magi were originally from a Midian tribe. The Medes were a part of the empire of the Persians. And they tried to overthrow the Persians and to substitute and establish their power of rule. The attempt failed. And from that time on, then, the Magi ceased to have any ambitions for power or prestige. And they became a tribe of priests. And they functioned very much in Persia as the Levites did for the Israelite people. Such that in Persia, no sacrifice could be offered unless one of the Magi were present. And over the years, they became men of holiness and wisdom. These Magi were skilled in philosophy, medicine, and natural science. In those ancient days, they also believed in astrology. They believed that you could foretell the future by looking and gazing into the stars and understanding them. And they believed that a person's destiny was settled by the stars under which they were born. And so there's no reason to think that the story for today of the three wise men coming to the Christ child is only a cute story. It's exactly the kind of thing that would have happened in the ancient world. When Jesus Christ came into the world was searching with great hope and expectation. People were watching and waiting for God, and there was a desire for God in their hearts. They had discovered that they could not build a golden age without the very presence of God guiding and directing them. It was to this waiting world that this Christ child was born in the town of Bethlehem, and the ends of the earth gathered at his cradle. It was the first sign with these magi traveling to see Jesus, the first symbol of the world conquest of the Christ child. One thing stands out in the story of the Magi, and that is their disobedience. We are told very little about them, except they were individuals who had come to find this newborn King of the Jews. They receive an audience with King Herod. In fact, it's Herod who, through his staff, the searching of the scriptures, point these magi to Bethlehem. And Herod then gives them instructions to come back to him so that he likewise might go and pay the Christ child homage. And yet after their experience with this child, Matthew tells us that they went home by another road, openly disregarding the orders of the king. Their journey to the Messiah led them to loving disobedience of even the most powerful one, King Herod. This story of the Magi traditionally marks the season of Epiphany, the coming of these wise men to the Christ child, and yet it urges us to search deeper into our own epiphanies, our own God moments, our own God revelations, to take a look at our own lives and notice, like the wise men, what road is God calling us to journey? It asks what powers we possibly need to say no to. Consumerism, war, racism, hatred, anger, apathy. These things call to us today, just as Herod called to the wise man long ago. And yet, as Jesus Christ became real to his people then and to us today as modern seekers, we too are called to choose a different road. Selflessness, peace, love, grace, forgiveness, reconciliation. Oh, my friends, the story of the wise men is not just a story of long ago, it's also a story for us today. What road is God calling us to travel? This is the first Sunday of the new year. It's a Sunday when we gather for worship. We think about New Year's resolutions, perhaps. It's also a time to receive this meal of grace and forgiveness. From what does God need to forgive us? What do we need to forgive others? What road is God calling us to travel? What is God calling us to do? What gift is God calling us to give to the Christ child? Our hearts? Our time? Our finances? Our schedules, our families, our jobs. Oh, the story of the wise men is not just a story for long ago, but it is a story for us today. Let us come prepared to give. Let us come prepared to receive. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, your presence is upon us. And we, O God, are grateful for the Christ child. For this one in a manger who grew in wisdom and stature. O God, as we come to receive this meal of grace and forgiveness, may we also come and be prepared to give. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen. As we come together today, we come together to remember. To remember that just as this is a time of and a season of new beginnings, that it was for the Israelite people as well. Celebrating that new beginning of the Seder meal when they experienced delivery from Egypt and the hope and the promise of the promised land. That hope and promise of new beginnings that we experience through God's grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. That the light of Christ might shine upon us and within us. And be a part of our daily lives and living as that good news is shared with the world. And so we come today to remember that Christ gathered in that room with his disciples to share in that Seder meal. And at some point during that meal, he picked up bread and he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body and it is broken for you. Eat it and remember me." And so we remember the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the bread of life that's been broken for you. Let us eat and remember him. And at some point then, when that supper continued, Jesus picked up a cup. He likewise lifted it to the heavens, blessed it, and said, "This cup is a new covenant, my blood that is shed for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. Drink and remember me." The cup of the new covenant, the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. As we come together today to receive communion, it will be through intinction. I ask that you come under the direction of the ushers. A piece of bread will be broken off so that you might receive it and then take that and dip it into grape juice and then you may consume it and eat it. If you desire not to have it through intinction, there are trays up here for you to receive it. Or if coming forward is a problem, the ushers then will come and serve you in the pew. I want to remind you that in the United Methodist Church, we practice open communion. All of you, regardless of church membership here or anywhere, are welcome to come and to commune and to receive. We also remember that Jesus always welcomed the little children. And so children of all ages are welcome to come and to receive and commune. Friends, the table has been prepared. Christ invites us. Let us come. Jesus Christ calls us to be a light to the world. Some of you today on this Sunday of Epiphany have brought candles. You are encouraged to take a different one home. And on the bottom is the name of a family or an individual. And as you light this candle during this coming year, to remember to keep that person in your prayers. May we faithfully be the light of Christ in and to the world, as we go as God's faithful servants. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together. Gracious and loving God, you have made all of one flesh, and by a star in the east revealed to all peoples, Jesus Christ, whose name is Emmanuel, enable us to know your presence with us, so to proclaim Christ's unsearchable riches to all that may come to his light and bow before the brightness of his rising, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen.